But our special guest today, our legend of league, is Todd Carney. On as we count down to this big game between the Roosters and Parramatta this afternoon, and Todd's been good enough to join us on a Sunday morning. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Terrific, and thanks for joining us, Todd. And Todd, I know Dino wrote a terrific story about you late last year, but are you still involved in the game this season?
Yeah. Still, I'm just down in Byron now. We've got training this morning. We got rained out this weekend, so we're just doing a sesh here this morning. So still down at the Byron Red Devils. It's my fourth year down here, so it's about a few years with COVID putting the comp on hold. But This year we're going all right. We're 2 from 3 with no game this weekend. But yeah, still really enjoying it. Love the coaching side of it.
I've got to say, are you the captain coach, Todd? And what position are you playing yourself?
Yeah, I'm still playing the halves. I'm captain coach. I don't do too much. I stay away from the dirty stuff and just try and get the boys around the paddock. We've got a pretty good squad down here this year, and it's just good seeing the boys from my first year here, and they're still here now, and how much they've developed.
Todd, big game up there at Magic Round this afternoon. We just touched on it. Roosters v Eels. You're a Roosters legend. Who wins and why? And can the Roosters win this year's competition? Do they have the ability, Todd, or has the window closed ever so slightly?
Oh, I don't think the window closes on a club like the Roosters. They've still got some quality players. I think with Luke Keary and his injury last year, it's like anyone. When you come back from an injury like that, it takes time to get back into it. And he showed glimpses of it, and I'm sure once him and Sam Walker's combination get better, the Roosters will get better. We've still got a few young outside backs that will still get used to playing week in, week out NRL. And obviously, a player like Joey Manu in their team, it makes them a dangerous outfit. And I think they'll give Parramatta a shake today.
And you also played for the Sharkies and the Raiders. They clashed later on this afternoon, the final game of Magic Round. And that'll be an intriguing clash. The Sharkies are pretty short in the head-to-head betting, but the Raiders, you just never know, Todd.
Well, yeah, the thing with the Raiders is they've got a very big forward pack, and if they go forward, and as we all know, when it's wet weather footy, the forwards do more of the damage. So I think Canberra will be in with a better chance than the bookies have showed them today, that's for sure. But yeah, all in all, I think Cronulla's been really good this year. Their spine's playing outstanding in Nicho Hynes and Matty Moylan. It's going to be a good game of footy, both games.
Todd, just pushing forward a few weeks, you obviously also played State of Origin. The Blues, we've got a few injury issues. Latrell's not going to be there. Cam Murray, Ryan Pappenhausen. Do we, as in the Blues, have the depth to overcome those losses?
We've got Queensland listeners, Dino, don't forget.
No, they've gone. Yeah. They would have gone, have they?
Okay. I think so, Bulldog. You look at, you lose Cam Murray and you got Isaiah Yeada will spot straight to 13 or Victor Radley. Nicho Hynes will probably fill that spot that Pappenhausen was probably going to be picked for. And then you've got a number of centres putting their hand up each week to take over Latrell's spot. So I think we're in good hands. Obviously, there's some good Queensland players firing at the right time of the year. But, I think New South Wales will be fine.
Toddy, just looking back at your career, you achieved so much. Mm. You're such a brilliant player. But, you know, we can't shy away from the fact there were some down points in your career. Do you ever look back with any regrets, or did you just live the life that you wanted to lead?
I guess you have regrets at some point, Bulldog. But if you look back, have regrets on so much of it, you won't be happy with what you achieved. And while I did fall short in some things that I would have liked to achieve, I did achieve a lot, and it shaped me for who I am today. I'm really happy with the life I lived. Obviously, we take a few things out, but it's made me the person I am today, and I'm really grateful for what I got from rugby league and with how my life is now. I think it shaped me for who I am. So, yes, there's regrets, but you can't really dwell on them too much because no one lives a perfect life, I don't think.
No, very well said. And just a quick snapshot for the Raiders, you played 71 games, scored 29 tries. The Roosters, you played 44 games, scored 22 tries for them. 51 games for the Sharkies, scoring 8 tries. You did have some stints overseas at Catlin's Dragons, Salford and Hull Kingston Rovers. As Dino mentioned, 3 games for the Blues. You also played 1 game for Australia. Can you tell us about that moment when you pulled on the Blues jumper and when you pulled on the green and gold for Australia, Todd?
Oh, their dream comes true. They're things that you set your wildest dreams as a kid, and I was quite fortunate enough to do that. I think my first time I threw the Blues jersey on, I was that nervous that the game went so quick. But and then to play for my country was a special moment in my career. Obviously, the guys I got to play alongside and played at Eden Park against New Zealand was a special moment in my career and something that I hold highly.
Toddy, I've spoken to you a few times in recent years, and I just touched on the trouble you found at times in your career, but you seem so relaxed at the moment. You seem so calm, and you seem like you're in such a great headspace. It's really lovely to hear you're feeling so good about yourself.
Oh, mate, you can't drill on your life. I've got everything that I need. I've got a lovely partner. I've got a stepdaughter and my own son now. So I put that into perspective of what I had playing rugby league, and family and obviously a healthy life outweighs that. Obviously, rugby league was a big part of my life, and I've got a lot of life to live, and I need to be that kind of a person around my family and moving forward. And I'm in a really good place, and I think I'm confident and comfortable with where I am because I did go through some hard times, and life these days is pretty cruisy, Dino, and it's pretty relaxing. So it's pretty hard not to be relaxed.
Yeah, you might have answered my next question, Todd. I was going to ask you, the NRL, is there any ambitions to maybe return to the NRL and coach one day?
Oh, I don't know about it at the highest level. I'd love to be involved in the game. I work now full-time at a school called Men of Business for disengaged youth. So I run the rugby league program there and do some mentoring stuff. I think at some point in my life, I would love to step back in the NRL and not so much coach, but I'd like to be around the youth and the up-and-coming kids that we're going to have and try and guide them through my life the way I did. And because there's going to be times in the NRL where there's players that go through some hardship or struggle with life, or more so just about the pressures of NRL and stuff. So it'd be good to get in there somewhere. But at the moment, I'm pretty comfortable with what I'm doing with my life.
No, fair enough. Hey, Todd, can I ask you about bush footy? Obviously, as you mentioned, you're playing up there at Byron, and you get a pretty good handle, no doubt, on how bush footy is going in New South Wales at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I think you read a lot of comments about the bush footy's dying. I think in a junior level, it's really strong. Like I said, I've been here in Byron now 4 years, and there is a struggle to get senior players. I read an article the other week about that the NRL or Country Rugby League could do more for clubs that get players like myself. Obviously, it comes with a price tag when we come to clubs like this. And if someone, the governing body, could chip in a little bit to the clubs like Byron or for other clubs, like Jamie Lyon was at Ballina 2 years ago, Luke Douglas is at Lower Clarence this year. Michael Gordon's at Tweed Coast Raiders, which is all in our comp in the Northern Rivers comp. So I think if we could put more ex-players into clubs, into bush footy clubs, it would strengthen up the competition and reward the clubs that do go out on the limb to get us sort of quality players to their clubs. But I think footy's going to always be strong. Obviously, it's not as strong as it used to be. But that's a challenge for blokes that are involved in the game, and that's what I like about it. I like being around the boys. I like seeing the younger kids develop, and then seeing some older blokes still running around. But it's pretty strong here in our comp.
Toddy, I know you've got to train. I know the boys are waiting and you're waiting. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on.
No, good, Toddy, no worries.
Every time I've spoken to you, you've made your mistakes. You've always owned them. And I always admired you for that. You've always fronted up to the media. You've never hidden. And you've always come forward and said, yes, I've made mistakes. But you've stuck your hand up. And it's always
we all make mistakes, then.
Of course. It's always a very respectable attitude.
Well, that's right. You face things head on. And, yes, we all stuff up at times. And some bigger and some small. But at the end of the day, face it. And you move on from it. And you grow from it. And that's what I've done.
Now, congratulations to you, Todd, and where you're at the moment. I know you've got training coming up, so we better not hold you up too much longer. Thanks so much for joining us as our Legend of League today and a really fascinating insight, particularly into bush footy. Thanks so much, Todd.
Cheers. No, it's all good.
Thanks, Todd.